In the mountains above Thane Road in Juneau, the snowpack is constantly changing. Storms with hurricane-strength winds move snow around. And every winter, the Alaska Department of Transportation moves snow around too. They use helicopters like this one to set off planned avalanches using explosives. It's a way to reduce the chance of natural avalanches that could put drivers at risk. But sometimes, avalanche specialist Pat Dreyer is left to monitor the snowpack from sea level. That means there's a lot he can't see.
What other hazards are up there that aren't visible from the ground? The ability to essentially fly to the top of the slope would be hugely beneficial.
With drone technology, he can do just that. This winter, Dreyer and his team launched a new project to gather critical snowpack data using drones. Local avalanche specialists already monitor the snowpack all winter long. They often venture into the mountains to do field work. And starting last year, they introduced occasional drone missions to take pictures. But those methods are just snapshots. They capture just one moment in time, and they examine just a fraction of the avalanche zone. This new project will try to get the bigger picture, literally. It's a process called photogrammetry,
which is taking a lot of photos and stitching them together to make a new aerial image.
That image can be used to build maps and models that show how the terrain is changing.
Basically, a representation of the height of the ground. In this case, it would be the total height of the snow.
Grant Hostica is an engineer with the drone's manufacturer, a Chinese tech company called DJI. He says that the data for those maps and models will be collected with more frequent, automated drone flights. No one will have to fly the drone. It'll be like a Roomba, or
kind of like a lawnmower mowing the lawn. The drone's kind of doing that, but taking photos as it goes that overlap.
By doing that over and over again throughout the snow season, local avalanche specialists will have real-time data about how the snowpack is changing. That data could be used to estimate the size of potential avalanches. It could also be used to schedule those man-made avalanches. The drones will be launched from a new docking station, which was installed last month. Essentially, it's a high-tech parking spot for the drone to stop between missions.
It can charge, it can offload data.
All it needs is an internet connection. But there are still kinks to work out, like if the drone has enough battery life and data storage to get the job done. And there are regulatory roadblocks, too. There are a lot of federal restrictions on unmanned drone flights, and the Department of Transportation is still working to get the permits required for truly automatic missions. Of course, there's also Juneau's weather.
So we've never had a dock in Alaska. We've never had, you know, a dock here getting rained on day in, day out, and experiencing some of the tough weather. So the team is able to verify how that's, you know, holding up in these conditions.
There are just a handful of these docks in North America. And Juneau's is the only one dedicated to this sort of mapping mission for natural hazards. So success here could help to refine drone technology for environmental mapping missions all over the country and the world. Reporting from Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.